This brief presentation addresses a primary question for community bank executives. How will creation of new locally owned public banks by cities, counties, and states affect the community banking industry? In March of 2012, the Public Banking Institute hosted a Bankers Roundtable conference call with the principal executives from the Public Bank of North Dakota, the North Dakota Bankers Association, and the Community Bankers Association. Its purpose was to share experiences about their operational relationships and business interactions with interested parties across the U.S. Participating in the conversation was Bank of North Dakota President Eric Hardmeyer, President of the North Dakota Bankers Association Rick Clayburgh, Gary Peterson, Chairman of the Board and CEO of Lakeside State Bank in Newton, North Dakota, and Carl Bollingberg, Director of Banking Services for Alerus Financial in Grand Forks, North Dakota. A primary concern among community bankers has been the notion that a public bank will create new competition for market services. Bank of North Dakota President Eric Hardmeyer reflected on the importance of that concern from the very start of the bank.
The other thing that has always guided me and others before me in this capacity is another principle that's very important. And that was set out again 90 years ago, but it reads like this: to be helpful to and to assist in the development of state and national banks and other financial institutions and public corporations within the state, and not in any manner to destroy or to be harmful to existing financial institutions.
Rick Clayburgh, the president of the North Dakota Bankers Association, which represents almost all of the banks from the largest to the smallest in the state, described his industry's relationship with the Public Bank of North Dakota.
You know, for the most part, our member banks look at the bank as an ally and as a partner and does not look at it in terms of competition. The bank is a very good partner for our banks in the state.
And BND President Hardmeyer describes the primary purposes of the public bank.
There are two big things that we do here at the bank. One is we serve as a banker's bank to the 90-plus banks in the state, credit unions and SNLs. And secondly, we were formed with a specific mission to promote and encourage business, agriculture, and commerce. And that gives us a wide latitude to work from.
And Banker Association President Clayburgh illustrated how that relationship supported his industry when trouble struck.
A few years back when we started facing the meltdown within the economy in the country, the Bank of North Dakota was in a position that they were able to purchase some loans from some of our banks, predominantly our more smaller banks in the state, that helped them to improve their equity and help them ride out the beginning of that economic downturn.
And over the period of many decades, the relationship between the private bankers of North Dakota and the public bank has developed into a very valuable synergy.
What is interesting in the 93-year history, that for the most part, the elected leaders in our state, they understand the role they play, and they've allowed the bank to operate as a bank. It is staffed by wonderful bankers. It has developed itself into a very important part of our banking community in the state. And our legislative branch and our three elected officials have really worked to try to use the bank as a tool to the benefit of the taxpayers in the state, but also understanding that key role that they play and their mission not to be a direct competition to our lending community in the state. And because of that, our lenders have become very comfortable with that relationship and work closely with the bank. The bank serves on our legislative committee of our association. We work in concert when we go to the legislature on issues and lobby on behalf of the bank at times, and the bank will also lobby on behalf of issues that are important to the industry as a whole.
And Clayburgh points out that the legislative oversight structure of the public bank enables regional banks to participate in a broader section of business than would otherwise be possible under typical regulatory restraints.
There are some things that the legislature and the Industrial Commission allow the bank to get into where they have the bank probably pick up some additional risks that a normal bank just can't do with the regulatory structure. So that's an important tool, both in the type of participation loans that they may have, But also in this past year, we've been dealing with flooding disasters here in North Dakota. And through some programs, the legislature has authorized the bank to assist in some redevelopment or some rebuilding. But in all of those cases, for the most part, it is through the participation of the local lenders in those communities. And I think that's an important and integral part of what the bank has, but also the oversight of the legislature.
Gary Peterson, who is chairman of the board and CEO of Lakeside State Bank in Newtown, North Dakota, believes that the success of the state bank is a result of the partnership between community banks and the state public bank.
The success of Bank of North Dakota is truly because of their partnership with North Dakota banks. That's how we see it, as true partners in the different activities that we do. And so there are days when they're quickly reminded they're a state-owned bank and need to respond in one way, but when it comes to profitability, they're quickly reminded that they're a bank and they need to act like bankers. And so that balancing act is often a delicate one, and they do a very fine job of it. If the bank wasn't there, would we still be doing well? I think so. But from my standpoint, you know, I could go out and try to find participants for my loans. It'd be much more difficult. And I could see where some of the loans that I've been able to book in my bank probably wouldn't have happened but for the Bank of North Dakota.
Aware that his bank has gained national attention for its efficiencies, Bank of North Dakota President Eric Hardmeyer made three suggestions to those interested in considering creation of a new public bank.
My advice is in three pieces. One is structure it so that you are partnering with the financial community, not competing with them. Secondly, staff it with bankers, not economic developers. Economic developers, you know, have yet to see a deal they don't like. And the harsh reality of being a banker is sometimes you just have to say no. And third is what I talked about earlier. Understand what it is that you want your bank to be.
It's clear that the regulatory and marketplace challenges of community bankers are increasing in both complexity and cost. Public banks offer the community banking industry a new opportunity to grow market share, increase profitability, and rededicate themselves to the important task of providing responsible and affordable credit to local communities. For more information about public banks, visit publicbankinginstitute.org.